is that if you take, if you adherence the Shlish Orishin of God, if you adherence the Shlish Orishin of the Veshet, then everybody agrees. And then you shecht the Chloch Lavoye, the Adatush, thirds of the Veshet, and of course it's Psulam. But, because Nikem Bimashu, so it's Asur. But suppose you adherence the Shlish Orishin of the Kon. So, Chotik on the Pogom is Ksheiro. So, all the Rishayim say that if you adherence the Shlish Orishin, and then you finish it up by shechting the Rechiloche Vavoy, the two other Shlishim, so it's Ksheiro. The Rimiga says it's Psulam. Now, so why does the Rimiga say that it's Psulam? So the Mariga Shite is that there is a difference between Chotikone Pogum, where no Shite was realized, neither Shite Ksheiro was realized, nor Shite Psulam. It was done through a thorn. So then, when he completes and he extends the cut, it's considered as if he made the rough kone cut, and the case where one third was nishchat al ditrosa. So then it has a chalei shem of shchita psula. So mele, if it has a chalei shem of shchita psula, so it's worse. Now, according to Rimigash, we can understand the lomdes of so the reason as to why, so the reason as to why the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda say that it is possible is because even though we say Chotik on the pogum is kosher, so then there is no shchite. Mashenkin here, hoche mikim shchite. Hoche lam mikim shchite, so it's a shchite psulo. In other words, it did check. It wasn't done through a thorn. It was done through shchite. And the shchite was mamish shchite. But it was done in the improper area. So mainly it has a chaleishem shchite psulo. If it has a chaleishem shchite psulo, so it's worse than completing the cut in a chotik on a pogum, according to Rimigash. Now, the question is, how will we explain the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, according to the old other Rishayim, who vis-a-vis Druso. So they say that if the Shlish Rishayim was done al Druso, if the Shlish Rishayim was done al Druso, so then, Aldi Druso, and then he was gamer Aldi Shrito, the Shnei Shlishim, or he doesn't even have to be gamer Shnei Shlishim, just the Mashu has to be gamer. So it's Ksheiro because it's analogous to Chotik on a Pogum. So we have to say that over there, since the Aloch is Chotik on a Pogum is kosher, so Mimele, it doesn't matter that he did it Aldi Druso. He doesn't have a Chalishen Shchite Psulo because he does not have a Chalishen Shchite altogether. Mashein came in the case where he did checked because, so he doesn't have a Chalishen Shchite. Why did the Chalishen Shchite? Because he didn't check it. He did it al Didrusa. Mashein came here when the act of Shchite was done the proper way, but not in the proper area. So Mimele, it has a Chalishen Shchuto. Even by the Kone, where Chotik on the Pogum. Where Chotik on the Pogum is Kshay. Right, that's the Machlekes. Right, Mishnah Achine. Amrele, Omer Ravune, Omer Ravase, Machlekes. So according to the second motion, Ravune, in the name of Ravase, says, what Rav Chisda is saying. So, Mishnah Achine, Amrele, Omer Ravune, Omer Ravase, Machlekes, Shikim Shli, Vishorat Shlish. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Midat Chotzon Pogo, Rabbonon, Hoso Mokim Shchite, Hoche Lav Mokim Shchite, Avot Shochat Shnei Shlish Mikim Shlish, Divrei Hakel Kshero, Dot Nan, Rabbi Shlechot Kamei, Masko Rav Chis de Man Leibel, and Ahuru Bede Osom Lav Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yehuda Kotan Lo, Dilum Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yehuda Kotan Lo, Omu Rabbi Yisim, Otu Kol Rube De Alme, Otu Kol Rube De Alme, Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yehuda Kotan Lo, So what? According to the first Loshna Abaye says, according to the second Loshna Rabbi Yisim says, So they reverse the roles. I mean, but Kamilo, the Shemani law, the plea. Right. Now, the Gemara discusses another, which seems to be Seiser. this Gemara. Now the Gemara starts discussing another case. Higrim shlish, vishochat shlish, vihigrim shlish. Suppose there was a grom alishlish, and then there was a shchit alishlish, and then there was a grom alishlish. Ravu neomarav, cheo, rav yude omarav, treifo. Ravun Omar Rav Ksheiro Ki Navke Chiyuse Bishchite Ko Navke Rav Yud Omar Rav Treifo Binahu Bishchite Bileke. So suppose the first shlish of the Kone is done in the improper area. In the improper area. Whether it's according to Ravon and Ravism Rav Yude above the Tavasak Deilo, according to Rav Hanin Mantignes above the Tyroid Gland. Well, whatever area is considered the improper area. So one shlish, the shlish rishin was done in the improper area. And then he did one shlish, he did the proper area. So at the time that the major portion of the kone is cut, when chiyuse is nofik, so when rova kone, he is nishchat, so then it is in the proper place. It is in the proper place. So Ravune Omar Rav Ksheir, why is it Ksheir? Even though he did not cut the major portion of the Hekef Akone in the proper area. He just cut 1/3 of the circumference in the proper area. Now, it's a aloche that you have to cut the chol apoches rova kone. But he did cut rova kone. He cut the whole kone. But the rova kone was realized in the improper area of the agrome. So only 1/3, only in mild kone, was cut in the proper area. Still, Ravune Omarav says it's Ksheir. Why Ksheir? Why Kinafke Chiyuse Bishchit Kinafke? But he didn't check Rova Kone. So apparently it appears that according to Ravune Omarav, it's not that in the upper area, above Tavas Agdeilo, above the Shipukeva, so it's not a Mokim Shchit. If the upper area is not a mokim shchite, so how can it be Ksheir? He has to shecht rova kone. So apparently, even the upper area is a mokim shchite. But the halacha is that the heta shchite does not take effect l'maylo mitavazde. The heta shchite, when does the mati of shchite take effect? In other words, because you see, morphologically, so even above the Tabas HaGdeilo, and even morphologically and physiologically, so the whole windpipe, even above the Shibukeva, so physiologically it fulfills the same function as the lower portion of the windpipe. There is no difference in the function. In the function of the windpipe, whether it's below the Tabas HaGdeilo or above the Tabas HaGdeilo, it fulfills the same physiological function. So mele the whole kone, of course, if he will cut above the kone altogether, then we don't have to resort to agrome. Let's say if somebody would cut in the stomach instead of the esophagus, so one would say it's possible because of a kome, it's the stomach. So in other words, when is a chayach to apply the psul of a kome, when it is that tzimen, when it has the chalishem of the tzimen, when it is part and part, when it's an integral part of the veichet, or it's an integral part of the kone, but there is a loch of a kome. There is a limited area where you can shech it. But the kone it is, we see from the previous Gemara too, that it is a kone. It's not that above the Tabas HaGdeilo, it's something else. The thyroid gland is not an integral part of the kone. The thyroid gland is also an integral part of the colon. But there is a local emission in Sinai. It's not the proper area for shchitin. So Meiler Ravuna says that the local emission in Sinai does not imply that it's not a mikim shchitin. That since even the upper area of the kone is an integral part of the kone, by virtue of the fact that it fulfills the same physiological function as the lower part of the kone, so mimele it's a mokim shchita too. But aloch lemishim sinar fagrome only implies that the heta, the matter of shchita, cannot take effect in the upper area, above the tabas, above the shibkeva. The heta of shchita, the hechsha of shchita cannot take effect. Not that above the tabas agdelo, above the shibu keva, so it's not a mikim shchita. It is a mikim shchita. It's an integral part of the kone, so it's a mikim shchita too. But the hechsha of shchita cannot take effect above the tabas agdelo. So it all depends in which area this completion from mechzo to rov takes place. If the completion, the transition from miut to rov takes place in the proper area, then the hechsha shchita can take effect. So that's why he says, higrim shlish vishochat shlish vihigrim shlish. Ravuna marav ksheir. Ravuna marav ksheir. Ravuna marav ksheir knafke yuse bishchita knafke. Ravuna marav ksheir vabinu rube bishchita mleke. And that's the machlekes. Rav Yudah Omar Rav says, true, physiologically, so the upper area of the kone fulfills this, above the tabas agdelo, fulfills the same function, same physiological function as the lower portion of the kone, but the halacha mishim sinai of agrome implies that it's not even mikim shchita, all right, call it whatever you want, so it is a kone. But the halacha mishim sinai says only a limited portion of the kone is a mikim shchita. The upper portion of the kone is not a mikim shchita. It's an integral part of the kone, fine, but it's not a mikim shchita. It's not a mikim shchita. So memeila, since we have to shecht rov kone, so it means rov kone mikim shchita, not rov kone shaloi mikim shchita. So in the case of higrim shlish, shochat shlish, higrim shlish, so how much a miut of the kone mikim shchita was cut? Just a shlish, a third. So is it shchita psula? This is the pshul. All right. Now, then the other case. Shochat shlish vihikrim shlish vishochat shlish. Rav Yudah Omar Rav ksheir ose shayru ravune. So, Rav Yudah Omar Rav ksheir. Why? The same lomdes. Now, he applied. Rav Yudah Omar Rav's lomdes is that the halacha l'mishim sinai implies that it's not a mikim shchita, not that the hechsha shchita does not take place in the upper area, but it's not a mikim shchita. So memele, in the converse, the logic operates the other way. So he says, if it is shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'shochat shlish. So memele, so there was agrom, shaloi mikim shchita. So at the time when rov hakone on the whole was realized, it could not be matter the behemoth. But who cares? So it couldn't be matter then. But after that, there was another shlish, mikim shchita. So altogether, he made the cut of 2/3 of the kone. So why shouldn't it be kosher? So he says kosher. So he just applies his lomdes in the converse case. Also, shayu l'ravune, omer utreiv. So at first Ravune said that it is treiv. It's treiv. So why? And it's very mistaba, it's very logical. He's very consistent. Ravune was very consistent. Why? Because for the same reason that he said in the case of higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, v'higrim shlish, that is ksheiro. Why? because Rabbuna holds that in the upper area, above the tabas or above the shibkeva, is also kem shchite. And the all that Allah Meshim Sinai implies is that the heta shchite cannot take effect in that area. But it's a became shchite. It's an integral part of the kol, it's a became shchite. The heta cannot take effect. When does the heta take effect? When rov of the kol, rov of the simen is cut. So it cannot take effect in that area. The heta cannot take effect. So in the case, in the case of Shochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, true, he has 2/3 cut in the Mokim Shchite. But there is no such halacha in Sinai. One area is in Mokim Shchite, another area is not in Mokim Shchite. Everything, the whole Kone is in Mokim Shchite. But there is a certain area where the matter cannot take effect. The matter of Shchite cannot take effect. When is the matter to take effect? When the Rov HaKone in general is cut. And at the time when the Rov HaKone, Rov Hekev, becomes cut, so in what area is it? Then it's in an area of Agrome. So maybe it's Rei. So of what avail? Of what avail is the fact that soon in another second he'll have Rov Kone Chotuch in the proper area. But the Heta Shchite has to take effect. The Matir has to take effect when the Rov HaKone, the first moment that we have a Rov Kone cut, and the hole in the Kone. At that moment, in what area is it? That cut, when is it realized? In what area is it realized, that moment? In the upper area, it's Agrome, the middle Shlish, is in a state of agrome, so it cannot take effect, so it's drain. So Shomer Rav Yehuda Yikpet, Omar Tarifne, Machshir, Machshirin Etori. Omar Rav Yehuda Shapekom Yikpet, Chodi Yushmi Alei Minei Rav, Vanolo Yushmi Alei, Vein Oi Kevoi Bishudin. Now we have to understand, why did Rav Yehuda concede to Rav Yehuda? What is it? It's not a question of, you know, of saying just the reverse of the other. So I mean, it follows logically. So why did Rav Yehuda be chizir for a moment? So then Rav Chizir said, "Om Rav Chizir li tedaboch, din kei mafsul le kamaise. Also my time become mechshires, di chinavke chiyuse bechshir konavke, hochename kinavke chiyuse beagrom konavke." All right. So this is, and that's the maskon of Gemara, and it seems from the Rosh Nagmore that after Rav Chizir said that to Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda was again chazer, and he reverted back to his original decision. That's how it is. But we have to understand why at one stage did Rav Yehuda say Shapekom Mikpet. I mean, there is a logical sequence. I mean, because Monefshech, for the same reason that Rav Yehuda said in the case of Hikrim Shlish Vishochat Shlish, because Rav Yehuda holds, Vigrim Shlish is Kshero. Why? Because Rav Yehuda holds that essentially the whole Kone, the lower area, the upper area, above the Tabas Agdelo, even above the Shippu Keva, as long as it is an integral part of the Kone, it fulfills the physiological function of the Kone, so it doesn't mean Kone. But the Aloch L'Mish Mishinai only implies that the matter of Shchite cannot take effect in that area. So that's why he says that it's Sheiro. Hikrim Shlish v'Shochat Shlish. So then in the converse of Shochat Shlish v'Hikrim Shlish, so when the Rov HaKone is cut for the first time, so then when the matter of Shchite has to take place, so it's Agrome, so it cannot take effect. So why was he for one moment Chezer and say that in that case it's also Kosher? So the answer is, in that stage, Rav Yehuda held that one is not chaser the other. We can say that in the case of Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, so it's kshero. Why? Because according to Rav Yehuda, the whole kone, lower area, upper area, is a kone. Physiologically, it's a kone. So I'll put in it's also a kone. It has a chalishim kone. But the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai only declares that the matter of Shchite cannot take place. So, but if at the time Rov HaKone is cut, it is in the proper, the cut is made in the proper area, it shochet, the middle shlish is in the proper area, is in the lower portion of the koneh, so then the matter can take effect. But then it does not necessarily follow Ravuna held temporarily. Since Ravuna held temporarily, it does not necessarily follow that in the converse of shochat shlish, v'yigrim shlish, v'shochat shlish, it should be trefol. Because true, the whole kone is, it became ashrit. The whole kone is, it became ashrit. But there is aloche that the matter of shrite cannot take effect. So Ravuna temporarily held true at the time when he makes the cut of the middle shlish. So then the matter cannot take effect. But after the middle, so it cannot take effect. So at that moment, the behemoth does not become mutabachile. But after that moment, he cuts, he again deflects the saki, and he cuts the less shlish, v'mokam shrite. So then, and so the heter shrite can take later. So then Rav Chisda said, no, the heter of shrite can take effect only when Rav Kone becomes cut for the first time. But when Rav Kone becomes cut for his second time, then there cannot be any matter. That was the logic involved in Ravune's temporary chazore and in his ultimate confirmation of what he said originally. All right. Right, we'll leave it here. Now, okay, so tomorrow. So we're going to finish the Gemara to the Mishneh, and I'll discuss the Rishinim on that Gemara. This is a very basic sugya, and then we'll just learn the Mishneh of Ashechet Natzgadin, not the Gemara, and then so tomorrow in the Shia we'll skip. We'll go up to the end of the Mishneh, Daf Yutesamid Beis, and then we'll skip up to the beginning of the second Perik, and we'll start tomorrow in the Shia, so you have to prepare. The second Perik, Hashichet Echot Bein, up to Toshma, and Daf Chofches Omdala, the third line. No, up to Echot Bein, the two Daf, Echot Bein. Itmar, Nachman Omar Rivejit Kone, up to Echot Bein, Chofches Omdala. Now here we have a very important Rashi. Now let's see on the top of the Rashi. Dim kei maf mafsedis lekamayse. The amret mishmid ra vikim shni shochas shlish vikim shni tshero. Amo lab bechum bishchid etal yel nefek chiyuse bishchid. Da ne shlish emza. Ochenam be mekra chiyuse boi ni misle. Uva gomen nafk. Vichol anachi kerim dikom rabune v'rav yude. הוכה לב בהגרומת רבונם ורבי איסי ולא יפלוקתה יקאי דים כן קשי תרבונה תרבונה in other words, so Rashi was bothered by certain difficulty here רבונה on top of the Gemara דף יתס ומדלה so רבונה says in the name of Rabase in the first lotion that מחלקת משוחת שני שליש ביקרו שליש the rabbonim sabe kule shchite mitabaz de yoravi so vidi sabo kule avon hikir mishlish vishochat shlishlish divrei hakim so even hikir mishlish vishochat shlishlish so it's so and there at the bottom so the same rabbonim says in the name of Rav he says that hikir mishlish vishochat shlish hikir mishlish not only is ksheiro not only hikir mishlish vishochat shlishlish but even hikrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'hikrim shlish is kshero. So on top Ravune says that even hikrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlish, so is psuro. Why? Dechinav kechiyuse bin omru bebishchite v'leke. And the bottom Ravune says that even hikrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'hikrim shlish is kshero. This is what bothered Rashi. So Teisves was also bothered by the same Kashi. So he comes now the taste of the last taste at the bottom. היקרים שליש ושוחד שליש. רב הונא אמר רב קשיא, ועוד דפוסל רב הונא ליהו היקרים שליש ושוחד שני שליש, and here is machshia, not only שוחד שני שליש, but even היקרים שליש ושוחד שליש והיקרים שליש. הוסו משמיד רב עשה ואוכל משמיד רב. So now it's two different chiles, in Ochlam, of course, one is chilek on the other. But it's not that Rav Huna in either case mentions his opinion. On top, Rav Huna mentions the view of Rav Ase, and at the bottom, he mentions the view of Rav. So Rav Ase's opinion is lechumre, that even hikrim shlish vishochat shnei shlish is possible. And Rav's view is likule, that even hikrim shlish vishochat shlish vihikrim shlish, so it's kshir. This is how it is. Disposes of that difficulty. But Rashi was bothered by the same difficulty. Now let's see the Rashi. V'chol ha'anach hikrim dikom ha'ravune v'rav yudah hoche lav v'hagromet ha'ravunon v'rav yisi kamre v'lo yap v'ktaye kamre דין קיין קשיה דרבונה עד רבונה דאפילו בהיקרים שליש ושוחד שני שליש תורב רבונה ליל לדברי הקל וקודש קיין בהיקרים שליש ושוחד שליש והיקרים שליש אלו ההיא אפלוק לדרבונה ורבי איסיקאי ורבונה משמיד רבה עשה כמר ויהו המוקרמז נשיפוקי וקיימה כי רב חנינה ורבונה משמיד רב כמה לא So Rashi says that the reason is why רבונה on top משמיד רב עשה says that it's פסולו even היקרים שליש ושוחד שני שליש needless to mention היקרים שליש ושוחד שליש והיקרים שליש because Ravune Mishmid Rabase is referring to the Hagrome of Rabbonon Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudin. That's the Milo Mitabas Agdeil. Mashein Kein at the bottom. Ravune Mishmid Rab. He is referring to the Mukremes of Rabchanide Vantignes. That is the Milo Mishib Keiva. Above the thyroid gland. Now, so that is very strange. If, let's say, Rashi had said the reverse, then we could understand. If Rashi had said that Ravune Mishmeid Ravas has reference to the Agrome of Chanin and Antignes, that Ravune Mishmei Dravase has reference to the Dag. If Rashi had said that Ravune Mishmei the Ravas has reference to the Mukremes of Chanin and Antignes, so Mashein Kein Ravune Mishmei the Rav has reference to the Agrome of above the Tabas Agdeilo, then we could understand. Because after all, the Agrome of the Milo, the Agrome of the Milo Mishipukeva, so we could say that is like beyond the area of the Kone altogether, you see. But that's why it's not a mokim shchit. Mashein ke Ravune Mishmeid Rav. Here, how did we explain yesterday that Ravune Mishmeid Rav holds that the Tagrome is that if it's in the improper area, it doesn't mean it's not a mokim shchite. It is a mokim shchite because it kone it is. So it is a mokim shchite. But the halacha is that the matter of shchite cannot take place. The matter of shchite cannot take place. So then we could understand. But Rashi is saying that Ravune mishmei de Ravas, because after all, what is more likely to be considered a mokim shchite? Where if it is in the relatively lower area of the kone or in the relatively upper area of the kone. So the lower it is in the area of the kone, the more likely it is to be considered mokim shchite. So if Rashi had said that Rav Huna mishmei de Rav Asi is referring to the hagrome of Reb Chanina ben Antignes, and that's why he's so machmir. Masheinke Rav Huna mishmei de Rav is referring to the hagrome, of Reb Yisi ben Rav Yude. That means it's still the kone. As a matter of fact, even with Milam Tabas and Deilo, it is not only physiologically, it fulfills the function of the windpipe. Even structurally, it's the same. In other words, you have here the windpipe, and then you have all kinds of rings encircling. And some rings do not encompass the whole circumference. And the Tabas and Deilo encompasses the whole circumference of the windpipe. So even above the Tabasak Deilo, before the thyroid gland, so not only it's mamish the same windpipe physiologically, even morphologically, structurally, is the same, then some mele, it's more likely to be considered mokim shchite. So it's more likely to be considered mokim shchite. But there is a psul of agrome. So the pshat in the halacha l'mishim Sinai could be not that it's not a mokim shchite, but that the heta shchite does not take effect. So that's why Rav Huna mishmei de Rav says it all depends upon the middle shlish. If the middle shlish is within the proper area, so it's all right. He is referring to the mukremes of Reb Chanina ben Antignes. So there it means, in other words, above the shipukeva. So physiologically, it might fulfill the same function as the windpipe, but structurally it's altogether different above the shipukeva. The structure above the shipukeva is altogether different. So maybe we could say that the halacha of agrome implies that it's not a kone. So maybe is more machmir. So if Rashi had said the reverse, then we could understand. But Rashi is saying that the reason is why Rav Huna mishmei de Rav Asi is saying that, in other words, he's machmir. Rav Huna mishmei de Rav Asi is much more machmir than Rav Huna mishmei de Rav. Because Rav Huna mishmei de Rav Asi, so he is referring to the agrome of Rabbi Yisib Rab Yude, where the agrome is still in the kone area. The kone area. Before the thyroid gland. So that's why he's machmir. Mashenkin Rav Huna mishmei de Rav. So he's making because Rav Huna mishmei de Rav is making because he is referring to the mugremes of Reb Chanina ben Antignes. So why should the agrome? Now, so we have to say that the pshat in Rashi is this. Now, you see, Inochname, the agrome of Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yude, so that kind of agrome, so in other words, so over there, it's not only that physiologically it fulfills the same function as the lower portion of the coin. I mean, is the windpipe fulfills a certain function. So the whole windpipe as a unit fulfills a certain function. You cannot separate the upper portion above the tabas alieno from the lower portion as far as the physiological function of the windpipe is concerned. Not only that, but even structurally is the same. If you look at the windpipe, so the structure of the lower portion of the windpipe beneath the tabas agdeilo is the same as the structure of as the structure of the upper portion of the windpipe above the tabas agdeilo up to the thyroid gland. Then it branches out and down. So it is physiologically the same. And morphologically, structurally, is the same. So mimele, maybe because after all, it's physiologically and morphologically is the same above the tabas agdeilo as below the tabas agdeilo. So what is the pshat in the halacha of agrome? So ikone it is. But it's a halacha that it's not holy shri, even though it's ikone, but it's not holy shri. So mimele, since ikone it is, so the halacha of agrome doesn't imply that above the tabas agdeilo it's not ikone. It is ikone, but it's not holy shri. So since it is a kone, so mele, it has a din of the kone lichum, lipsur, licholadvon. Because physiologically and morphologically, it's the same windpipe. There is no difference. But there is halacha vagome that behind the tabas agdeilo, above the tabas agdeilo. So it's not holy shrite. So the pshat of agrome is, it's not holy shrite. But ikone it is. So mimele, but as far as psul is concerned, it is treated 100% like ikone. So mimele, he says, hidrim shlish, vishochat shnei shlish, divrihat psulo, dechinav kechiyuse, binun hube vishrite vileke. Because the halacha is, what is matter vishrite? In matter vishrite is rov akone. If the rov akone is nishrat. Now, when is the rov akone nishrat? At the time when a half plus of the circumference is cut. When does the chituch of the half plus of the circumference take place? In the middle, just in the middle of the second shlish. At that moment, what is the major portion? What is the rov of that rov? So not bimokim shrite. So the chinafkech you say the time when a rov kone, a chituch of a rov kone is realized. This is when just a little more, a much more than half of the kone, chituch is realized. So at that time, the bulk of the major portion of that cut was not in the proper area. But after that, you realize a shrite in the proper area. But since, according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, so agrome is in the kone itself, the psul of agrome takes place. Even the kone itself, above the tabas agdeilo, it's still the kone mamish. Structurally, it's the same as the kone. What is the structure of the kone? Like this. It is circular, like this. So, and even above the basan deilo, structurally and physiologically, it's mamish the same as below the basan deilo. But Allah HaMishim Sina declares that the shechita is possible. So, the Allah HaMishim Sina declares that the shechita is possible. But lipsul, but the kone it is, l'chol advori. So, Mimele, that means that at the time when Reva Kone is a chituch of the Reva Kone is realized, so we don't have a Reva Kone in the proper area, so it's possible. So what avail is the fact that after that we'll have a chituch of Reva Kone? It becomes possible at that moment when a chituch of Reva Kone is realized. In other words, at the point of a mashu, over and above, half of the circumference. So at that time, do we have a chituch of Reva Kone in the proper area or not? So maybe it's possible. Mashein kein, Ravun Mishmei de Rav, he is referring to the Mukremes, of Rav Chanin ibn Antignes. So when is that mikromes that above the thyroid gland? So mimele, so they are structurally, it is already different. The structurally. So it's already different than beneath the thyroid gland, the windpipe. The structure of the windpipe above the thyroid, above the shibokeva, above the thyroid gland, is already different than it is beneath the thyroid gland. So Mimele, he holds that over there, so the aloche of akome implies that it's not even akome. This is the pshat in the akome. That the pshat nakome, it's not even considered the kone. See, structurally, there is a difference between the kone beneath the shibokeva, the thyroid gland, and the ball. So it's koshak. But then he asks if he does not have a chalishem shrite. So how can it be considered as hashero? So when it is shochat shlish, the answer is because there is aloche of chotzi kone pogum. So even if you complete it with the mashu, so it's still considered as a good shchite. So here it's also hashero, as long as the time when it's nofik chiyuse, so then it's the proper area. So mele, it's a kosher. This is what Rashi means. All right. Rabbi looked at the rabbon and Rabbi Yisik came. Rabbon and Mishmud Rabbi Atzik came. The Rambam Kremes the Shipukei came. So in other words, so Ravunem Shmeid Ravase, he is referring to the Agrome, of Umayim Tabas Agdeilo. So then it is a Konel Choladvorim. It is a Konel Choladvorim. So it has a Chaleishem Shchite. But since it, because it is a konel chol advori, and since there is a loche, it's not holy shchite, so it's a shchite psulo. So mele, it's potzel. Mashein kei, Ravune mishmei Rabase, he's referring to the achrome of Shibokeva. So mele, he doesn't even have a chaleshem shchite. It's not a shchite psulo. So mele, it's ksheil. Right. Ik war auf Nachmen, wie so, Bäumele. Schochat schlisch wie ikrim schlisch wie schochat schlisch mal. Omele, jetzt.
Can we ask in the same time to write like four ass baby?
Okay, fine. All right, so. So, Rabune Mishmei, Rabune Mishmei, the Rab, doesn't agree with that. But you see, the reason is why Rabune Mishmei, the Rab, says that Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Mishmei, Hikrim Shlish is Ksheiro, is because he doesn't consider the cut. So he is referring to the Hagrome of Lemal and Tabat and Dillo,
where it's the same Kone,
but it's not only Shriket. So since it's the same Kone, but it's not only Shriket, so it's the same Kone.
So in any way, you can't be graded with Chosipone Pogo. I mean, just as the Rimig Akbar, the thief you made in Jerusalem in the Shlisha Vishen, in the corner, and then you shecht another shlish and you are mashlish, so it's tzulah. But why the difference? Then Chotikon Epogum, the answer is Chotikon Epogum. So he became Pogum not to Shchite, so he doesn't have a Halayishem Shchite Tzuloh. Matei came, he did cut it with the Takish of Shchite, but he got it the way there are Tzuloh, the way he got in an apple, so he said the Halayishem Shchite Tzuloh. So it's worse than Chotikon Epogum the Ishmael. So here, too, Rabbi Chavune Mishmid Rabate, he holds, in the case of the Hagrome of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, where the cut takes place in the Konemad. So mainly it's her the Chalitim Shkidim. But the Yisrael in the Hagrome of Chachamim and Asignet, where the cut takes place high up in the Konemad, where structurally it's already different than the Konemad itself, so then it doesn't even have a Chalitim Shkidim Shkidim. Because he didn't have a Chalitim Shkidim Shkidim. So Mele, he equated with Chotikon Epogum. All right. Ikwa Rav Nachman is so, boy mene, shochat shlish, vihitzim shlish, vishochat shlish. Ma, omele lava hain, it's a better by midime, dollar rezo with yume, shchita asuya ke matzei. Like he called, if sheo, that means that it wasn't bimokimecho. In other words, it wasn't a continuous shchita, bimokimecho. In other words, it's kimatzrei, he had to deflect through the sake. So he assumes that the Rebbe Ben Yume is reference to such a case, shochat shlish, and then he deflects it and he hikrim shlish. V'dimu mokim shchite. In other words, maybe he has reference to a case where it's kimatzrei, but every piece of cut was made in the proper area. let's say, you started to cut here, now it's about exactly what let's say you're here. But you started to cut here, and then you cut here, and then you cut here. But, so three different cuts, not a continuous cut. So the Chiddush is that even though it wasn't one continuous cut, but he had to deflect through the socket, he made one cut here, and then he made one cut here, and then he made one cut here. So it's chaos. But in a chaname, if he deflects into the improper area, then it's zero. So Dil Mokim Shchitim, Mokim Shchitim, so he answered, Dil Mokim Shchitim, I remember, so what time is Chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, it is a Chiddush, because one could say, Binun Shchitim Miforat, he likes it. Because one could argue that in order to be Matah B'Shchitim, so it has to be continuous cut, not that he'll make one cut here, and one cut here, and one cut here. So Kamashua, but in a Chaname, if he deflects into the improper area, so it's not a good shchit. Alright. Yosef Rav Ravada Achirin Rav Kane. Yosef Rav Kane came in Rav Yud. Yosef comes. Shochat Shlish V'Hitchim Shlish V'Shochat Shlish Mav. Oma Lishchito Tikshev. Hitchim Shlish V'Shochat Shlish. V'Hitchim Shlish Mav. Hitchim Shlish V'Shochat Shlish. V'Hitchim Shlish Mav. Oma Lishchito Tikshev. Shochat V'Nokim Ekev Mav. In other words, suppose the windpipe was perforated. And then, let's say, it was perforated over here. Perforated over here, there is a metaphor over here. And then, it started to cut. Cut where the metaphor ended. It started to cut, and it finished. And it finished the whole metaphor. So now, I'm going to shoot the shield, because that's all the halach is, that a nikav akone b'mashu is shield, unless it is nikav b'hube. So in the middle, there's the halach, hot ikone pogum, even his head of the kone is perforated. And then he just extends the cut of the perforation to roll, so it's a good shield. Shochat, so then he asked him another rabbi, Shochat to Pogba by Nekev Ma. So the first rabbi was, now let's say here is the Nekev. And yes, he supposed he started to cut where the Nekev ended. And then he finished that whole thing. Now he has seen something else. He started to cut here, not in the Nekev, and he finished it after the Nekev. So at the point where he finished the cut, so that made the whole circumference the cut. How about that? Shachat pogam nekev mal, omal ishtot isur. Ozo rababe, amret, in other words, he told, it's a difference where he starts, even though the end result is the same. Whether you start the mokem nekev, and then you finish it, or, You start in a place where there is no naked, and you finish it in a naked. But the end result is the same, that rope of the circumference is cut. So what difference does it make? Ozra Rababek, Amre Kamir Ablezer, Ozra Ablezer, Amre Kamir Ablezer, Omre Maishne, Omre Shochad Mokim Naked, Nate Kimishi Shochad Ibitichobi, Vigoma Yisroel. Now, a shchite or a nochri is sure. Now, suppose that a goy started to cut the cone, and he cut one third of the cone. The goy, then the soil finished another third. So it's shale because a goy shchite is not a good shchite. But it shouldn't be worse than a naked that is made and caught, made by itself. So chotikon et pogo, and then a sheikhet is mashrim et ro, so it's a good shchite. So the nailing is a good, made a third, a cut of the shlish alishin, and then Israel was generous at that point. He was generous to the shlish asheni, So it's clear. So Omale Shochad Mokin Nekev Nasim Shochad Mokhov Gama Yisroel Shochad Upoga Bli Nekev Nasik Shochad Yisroel Gama Yisroel. But suppose the Yisroel starts to shrike in the corner. He starts to cut the first third of the corner. And then the Yisroel. And then, but that's not enough. You have to cut all of the corner. And the Yisroel cuts only one third. Then the Akum finishes the second third. But then of course the Shechita will finish with the Psuach. The Shechita will finish with the Psuach. Because who is mashlim to a rov? It goes. So here too, Korolei, so in other words, Korolei is Chodolei Chodolei. In other words, he did not approve of this analogy. Omar Rove Shat to Korolei is Chodolei Chodolei. Bishma Yimah Hosom, Mi Dehavu Li Yisroi Li Mishchat Chube, Ve Li Shokha Ad Kinafi Chiyu Sebi Yodin Chodolei Chodolei. Over there, if a Yisroel cut the first leaf, and then an Akum. So, the Behemi can be the Behemi or the Ob, has to be meet there by the Hashlom. That's the Halacha in the Kone. Chodzi Kone Pogum V'Hishvim. So the Hashlom, to all, that's the Shechit of the whole Simen. So the Meile, if the Hashlom is made by a Nakum, so that's the Mitzvah, the Nakum or Sheikha then. So Bishvim was in Nabi Yisrael, Mishchat Chubei, Vili Shoach, and Atchei Yisrael, Chom in Nabi. El Hoche, Mea V'Mishchat Shochi, Mali Mokeneke, Mali Pogum Mokeneke. All right. Now, in this Gemara we see that Eve and Aku cut half of the corn of the Shechit, even though an Aku is Shechit is too low, but if the Yisroel is Mashlem at the Rube, so it is Shechit. Why is that different than the... So this Gemara should be Kashi again in the Midas, the Midas, it is the Shuri is. That even though Chotikone Pogum, every Shechit is Kshayro, but if the Chotikon Likon would be Mishchad Yitzul, that's worse. In other words, if someone out in Jerusalem would cut the Chotikon, and then out in Rochev Avoyi would be Mishchad Yitzul, so he's both. Or, as the Rimika said, if let's say he'll start cutting the Chotikon, and then he'll stop. And then he'll finish it, he'll finish the hot economy with the pause of 1 hour in between. And then he'll be mashing to Hubei, so that he got there with pause. So in other words, hot economy for who is the hot economy, the cost of the hot economy was not made to Shechit Psula. So then it's okay. But if it's made to Shechit Psula, then it's worse. But here we see from this Gemara, that even if an Akum Shech the Chotikon, the first tree, and then Yisroel was mastering the second tree, so it's clear, but here it should be worse than Chotikon the problem, just as the Rimika says in the case. So we have to say that there is a distinction between the first tree Konek being cut out of Truso, Riko, whatever it is, or Lodet, or Shie, and the second Shlish being done out of the Shechit of Sheiro, so then it's possible to call it early in the day. And the case of the first Shlish of the Kohen being done out of the Akum, and the second Shlish being completed by Yisroel, then it's Sheiro. Why? Because what's the Shvor of the Rimidah? That in his coming of the Kohen, there is the Psul of Shie. Even though Chotikon Epogum is Sheol. Because Chotikon Epogum does not have the Chalei Shechit. So in Meile, the Hashlome, that is considered the Shechit of the whole world. Masheike, where Shechit Shaloi Kedi is made on the new Kamer of the Kone, and then it is Nishlam, the Hechsher, that's worse, because it has the Chalei Shechit of the whole world. So when the news comes on the corner, the word is Shchita B'Shulo. You cannot say that Ashlome, he comes, is considered like a Shchita on the whole world. That if there was no, if no Shchita B'Shulo took place, but if the Shchita B'Shulo did take place, we cannot say that Ashlome is considered like a Shchita on the Rilakon. So that is Shayam by Turuso, because Turuso has a Chavish of Shchita, but it is Shchita B'Shulo. מה שאין כן שחית הסקום, כל הסדרים ניגש. שחית הסקום, כל הסדרים ניגש, does not ignore the חבר של שחית. Because the deceptive, in the first period of whom, the deceptive he says, היא זובחתו, פרט שזובח הקום, פרט שזוב חוקי, פרט שניף זכו מיראו. So in other words, that means that an akum shchite is not a, does not even have a chavishim shchite. It's not a shchite psula. It's not a shchite. So mainly it's not a shchite. So whatever was done by an akum is just as if it was done by Tom. So it's not going to follow. Masha'in came, if the mute camera of the corner was done, I'll be doing so. So then the aloch lemesh mishinai that it's a shchite psula. So it has a chavishim shchite. But it's possible. So it is Shchita B'Shulo. So Mimele, it works, then Chotikon is wrong. Chotikon is wrong. So in other words, so according to the Rimigash, we have to say that Shchita Zakum is not a Shchita. Shchita Zakum is not a Shchita. Oh. Yes.
What would the Rimigash say? It's fixed and someone says, you know, to Jerusalem and the sort of the Kana.
No,
and then he stopped, and then 3 months later he's checking in.
So it would have two psulim.
Two
psulim. The psul. The psul of Drusa, according to Rimigash, yeah. And the psul of Shir.
Even if you do it like 3 years
what
later.
What difference does it make? I mean, if you do it 10 minutes later, it involves the psul of Shir. And if you do it 2 months later, it doesn't involve the Psul of Shia, so it also involves the Psul of Shia. I mean, the fact that as long as Shia does not negate Shia.
Yeah.
As long as the Pshat in the Rimigash is, the Chotikon the problem is Kshayro only when no Shchita was realized. No Shchita at all. Neither is Shchita Kshayro, neither is Shchita Psul. But if a Shchita was realized, so then you cannot say it's Mashul Netzeruven. And Drusa. And she is a shchita, but it's a shchita psula.
Okay.
Yes.
What
if
the
womb
of
the Lord is the first thing? And I mean, and the... How does
it
happen? I mean, for Sona?
Just a 3 years.
All right, I mean, so then it would be possible. If it was Sona, let's say it was to an operation, it was Sona. And it was built up, so in other words, so there is no more cut now. He's making the cut on the whole, on the on whole comet, so then it would be say, oh, he's recording. So that, if it is sewn up, so that negates the shchite and the shlish kamer of the comet. All right, now that. Lava in the rebellion, so the three is wishing I'm to master, you don't make a shchite with the comet, so not comet, couldn't make a shchite with the master, but I don't know, זה מניע מן, ואז מגול על מיכת, מבוא את ראשי אישו, ויוס, כל מרב כאן, כל בואים לרב יהודה, שאו תשאיר משמרות בשחיתה, רב יהודה ואז אם איך לחיוס את הולטיים, זה מניע, שאו רב בוקר נגב שיכול תיקון את פרוגום בצידה אחית, שאו רב בוקר רבי נקב שיכול תיקון את פרוגום בצידה אחית, אם עושה לך על חייקה, שאו רב בוקר נקב, ואז כמי שאו רב בתחובי, יכול תיקון את כמה ישראל, כל אף תחיל את ביון של ישראל, ופעול כמה יסר ומיד כזה, זה פסוק עסקה כרה שיעור הבירוב, שאו רב בוקר רבי נקב, נעשים שאו רב ישראל, die kommen hobbis die post so was soll ich hier schritte bereich kommen da die haben das ist kommen hobby neu schon hier leben hobby aber mit wir wollen in die kommen hobby gelein habe ich mit hobby mal das ist einfach wir haben hier mal ja gelein mit kommen hobby wenn das haben den die forsch hat das ist die forsch want you to think that habe ich hier einen und just calling him god and it is just saying because we were talking about hobby so is your feeling really hard wie ich meine schachen ich kann kommen kommen so am haben so so gut ich kann schon von und ich habe gesagt ich habe mir auch ich habe die konne bei nach so war ich konne schon ich habe die kommen was frei damit jemand aber ich kann doch ich bin ja nicht אבל אוכל שוחד זה פה גם בנגב, מאה ושוחד שוחד. כהנים, כהנים שבואו התחילו, חוצי כהנים להווה, והווה התחילו כי כהנים שבאים הבא, ושוחד בפנינו, מה הוא ללמוד בנגב? מה? So, מה הוא פה גם בנגב? Now, so here we have a number, so according to most Rishonim, except according to Rashi, because Rashi says that Rabbune Mishmei Ravate was referring to one kind of agrome, and Rabbune Mishmei Rav was referring to a different kind of agrome. But the other Rishonim are chilek Rashi, and they hold the thesis. In other words, that Rabbune Mishmei Ravate represents one view, and Rabbune Mishmei Rav represents another view. So we have so many different shittes in the Gartra agrome. So in other words, the biggest bach here is Rabbune, the first portion of Rabbune Mishmei Rabat. He is the biggest machmir, and he puzzles even Hikrim Shlish Vishochat Shlish. Then we have one who says that Hikrim Shlish Vishochat Shlish Vishikrim Shlish is Kshel. And then we have, but is Kshel. And then we have Rav Yudah Marav that says that it is crazy. And Shochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, so again Rabbune and Rav Yudah, Achilles, and they reverse the role. Now, how do we pass? Do we pass for like the first question, Rabbune Mishmid Ravate? Or do we pass for like Rabbune Mishmid Rav? Or we pass more like Rav Yudah Mishmid Rav? How do we pass? So the Rambam and the Rosh, and it seems that most Rishonim, they passed like Rav Yudah Amarat, that Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, so it's straightforward, but Shochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, it's Kshel, like Rav Yudah Amarat. This is the Pesach of the Rambam and Rosh, most Rishonim. Now, then the Rosh is a very Kabbalah. He passes completely like Rabbune Mishmei Rav. Rabbune Mishmei Rav. That Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish is Kshehot. It's Kshehot. As we explained it. I mean, because according to Rabbune Mishmei Rav, so Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, according to Rabbune Amarav, so Hagrome does not imply, the halacha of Hagrome does not imply that it is not in Mokim Shchit. It is in Mokim Shchit, but the halacha is that in the improper area, the heter of Shchit cannot take effect. So it all depends in which area the raw bakone is nigma. So Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish. So the raw bakone is nigma in the proper area. So it can be matir, so the heter shchita takes effect. But in the case of Shochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, Shochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish. So even though raw bakone in the proper area is made, but at the time that the raw bakone, the heter shchita has to take effect, when the Rav HaKohen is cut, so it's not in the proper area yet, so it's possible. I mean, so the Rav Pasch is completely like Rabbune. The Rav Pasch is like the Balamoya Pasch that is Sveke the Gimel, so Sveke the Raisi the Chumra. So maybe because it's a shock, Balamoya says, since the Gimel doesn't pass, so it's Sveke the Raisi the Chumra, so you have to be Cheshish for the Shite of Rabbune Omarav and of Rav Yudah Omarav. So in other words, so in both it is Asur. In the case of Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, it is Asur, because maybe the Aloch is like Rav Yudah, and in the case of Shochat Shlish, Vihikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, it is again Asur, because maybe the Aloch is like Rav Yudah. That's about it. The Rashba, he is the biggest machmir, and he passes like the first portion of Rav Yudah and Rav Yudah. That even Shochat, even Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, is also. So we have, in other words, we have all kinds of shittes of Hashem. But most Rishayim agree with the Pesach of the Rambam that the halacha is like Rabbi Yudeh Amara, that all that is necessary is that on the whole there should be a shchite. On the whole there should be a shchite of rov kone. So it doesn't make any difference how the rov kone is constituted, whether the rov kone is constituted through Hitzim Shlish v'Shochat Shnei Shlish, Shochat Shnei Shlish, or the Rav Kone is constituted by Shochat Shlish v'Hitzim Shlish v'Shochat Shlish. As long as then you have a Shchitat Rav Kone in the proper area. So now, the Rav Amiri, he says something like Rashi, but it's different than Rashi. Rashi says that Ravune Omar Ravati is referring to the Hagromer of Rabbi Yehuda, where it's still in the Kone Mamesh. The Kone Mamesh, the Chol Hazmon, physiologically and morphologically, is the Kone Mamesh. Mashein came. Rav Nune Omar Rav, he is referring to the Agrome of Rav Chaim ben Antinus. The Meiri, he agrees with Rashi's point that Rav Nune Omar Rav Aseh has reference to the Agrome of Tabaat Eliezer. But whereas Rashi says that Rav Nune Omar Rav is referring to the Hagrome of Shibukeva, so the Meiri says that not only Rav Nune Mishmid Rav Aseh is referring to the Hagrome of Tabaat Eliezer, of the Gobel Tabaat Eliezer, but Rav Nune Mishmid Rav is also referring to the Hagrome of Tabaat Eliezer. Everybody is referring to the Hagrome of Tabaat Eliezer, to the Hagrome of Tabaat Eliezer. Mashein kei, everybody, Ravune Mishmeid Rav, Ravase, Ravune Mishmeid Rav, Rav Yude Mishmeid Rav, they are all discussed, the Hagrome of Rav Yude. Mashein kei, vis-a-vis the Hagrome of Rav Chanine ben Antinus, there is no machlokes on the Roim. Then there is unanimity of opinion that according to Rav Chanine ben Antinus, that up to the time it went, the ship came up, is the proper area for Shchite. So if there is a Grome above the Shippokeva, then the important then is Mechata Boda Baome. Because according to Rav Chanine ben Antinus, so if you cut above the Shippokeva, so the Haloch of a Grome implies that it's not a Kone. So when he's Mechatech, he's Mechata Boda Baome. So we ignore that cut. That cut is not even considered. So the Meile, it's like Mechata Bota Baalme. So the Meile, according to Rav Chanine ben Antinus, that after the Shippokeva, it's only Shchite. So the Meile, it doesn't make a difference when he made the Agrome of the Shlish. It doesn't, because when he did the Shlish, so it's like cutting upon the torso of the leg of the behemoth. And then he would check Robakone. Would it be possible? It wouldn't be possible. Suppose someone would first start cutting the leg of the man, or he'll just start cutting the Bosor HaTzavar of the animal, not touching the demon, just the Bosor HaTzavar, the skin of the Tzavar of the animal. And then he would cut the Rav Simonim of the animal. So the Shechita would be Shechita Shelo. So the Meile, even if it's Hitzim Shlish, above the Shibukeva, so it's Mechata Bota Baome, then Shochat Shnei Shlishim, so it's fine. And then, if it is Hitzim Shlish, and then, or if it is Shochat Shlish, the Hitzim Shlish, the Hitzim Shlish, the Shochat Shlish, everybody would agree that it's Shehoch. in the Mukremes, vis-à-vis the Mukremes of Chanin and Antignes. Because it comes from Chanin and Antignes, Shchite is the proper area for Shchite is after the Shibukeva. Above the Shibukeva, it's a Grome. So the Pshat in this Aloch of a Grome is, it's not the Kone. It's not the Kone. So Memele is the Chatok of the Maome. So everybody will agree that it's here. But when would it be Psulo, if it would be Hitrim Shlish, let's say Vishochat Shlish, the Hitrim Shlish, so then it would be Psulo. According to everybody, Hitrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Hitrim Shlish, because he doesn't have a Chiduch of Rav Kone, because whatever cut he made above the Shibukeva, that he cut like in the legs of the behemoth. So how can that be Mitzurah? To the Rebukhane. So in other words, he says that it's not even Shayach to be Machriya in the Machlekes of the Amoraim, because the Machlekes of the Amoraim is in regard to the Mukremes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So then, Roman Doma says this, and Roman says that. Masha'im came in respect to the Mukremes of Hanin and Antignes, then there is no Machlekes Amoraim. Then the important thing is that we should cut Rav Kone in the proper area. Now, and whatever cut he makes in the improper area, that's Chidom of the Maone. So, the only case where it will be possible, if it will be Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vishikrim Shlish. So then, how much did he cut in the proper area? One Shlish, so then it's not good. Alright. Hashechet in Avdon. Shchitos et Sheo. Hamelik in Avdoni. Because by Kochi, by Eiv. So the Aloch is, you don't make Shchite in Eiv Kochi. In Chatos Eiv, from Chatos, or in Eilat Eiv. You don't, the Kayan is not Sheichet. He's Melik. Melik means the back of the neck of the oath, the Kayan, rings off. So that's Melik. So Asheich et Nazdodi, Kristala Tzavor, Shetot Ekshayim. Hamelik Nazdodi, Melikot Ipsul. Why? Because the Torah says the Melik, the ringing off, has to be open, the back. So the Kayan has to do it in the back of the neck of the oath. So if it's not good, so it's not in the world. Hashechet Meirev, Shchitot Yitzuro. In other words, suppose the Sheichet, instead of cutting here, so he starts in the back of the behemoth, so Shchitot Yitzuro. Why Shchitot Yitzuro? So Rashi says, Uvit more emuk melei, bishol her zirat simoni machere, el chotach hamafreke, at shehidia le simoni. In other words, he started to cut in the back of the neck of the behemoth, and first he split the neck bone. So then it becomes rainfall. The mafreket. We tell him she idea is the morning history for the mafreket. And after that he cut the simon. So some male is true. Machine came, Baba got in wicked share, Hosamu the Kulan is clear about saying, having a mitte, having a show, she שניקב דגשת מעט מעט, עד שגימר השחיתו אותו, אבל שייכת מן הערב, כאילו נשחיתו לבוא חיים, או יהבו שחיתו את המפרקת מהשחיתה, ויתרווי, מה שאין כאין, if you start cutting from the back of the neck of the behemoth, and before he breaks the מפרקת, the neck bone, he would reach the simoni, and cut the simoni, and then he would break the מפרקת. So once he cuts the simoni, so then he can do whatever he wants. So he cannot become grateful after he comes with the money. So the Mishnah, when he says, if he starts shechting from the back of the neck, has reference to the case, Bishaloi has to have the money. In other words, he started to cut from the back, and he broke the mafreket, the neck bone, and then he reached the money and comes with the money. So the time when he reached the money, with the sacking and cutting the money, so the behemoth was already prayed for, because The mafreches was already broken. But suppose he starts cutting the back, the bosom, in the back of the neck of the behemoth, and as he reaches the mafreches, he leaves the mafreches alone for a moment, and with the knife, he pulls out the simoni and cuts the simoni beneath the mafreches, or behind the mafreches. And he cuts the derech halacha l'avoye, and then he breaks the mafreches through the knife, so then it's alive. So in other words, the Mishnah is referring to a case which is all right. So Hashem has made a shot of psulo, Hamilk made a look of the shero, Hashem has not tabo, Hamilk made a look of the shero. Because that's the halacha, he will obey. And even though he rings the simoni after he breaks the bone, the answer is, over here the mitzvah is, the mitzvah is to do it that way. So the melee, so it cannot become refe. Just as now, as it could, the behemoth could not become it refe every time the sheikhet shecht the veshet. So before he is refech the hova veshet, he is refech a miuta veshet. And he got a veshet with miuta is refe. So then we could ask, every time the sheikhet shecht, why the shvidek sheikhet? Before he had an opportunity to cut the hova of the veshet, he must cut a new derivation. The answer is, that's Shrite. So maybe here, that's Nurike. Alright. Hashir Matavo Shlosik Sheiro. Hashir Matavo Tachat Agore. Koru Tavo, Vizarachiva Shrite. Hamilk Matavo Mlok Yitzuo. Shekolein Ez Kosho Mnurike. Vro Atavo Kosho Mishrite. Im Ze Kosho Mishrite Kosho Mnurike. Kosho Mnurike Kosho Mishrite. Alright. השיחת יחד בי ושניים בגהים עוד חצות את שיר והוא בן שלח עוד חמי so the הלוח היא זה בגהים עוד in order to be matter בשחיתה so he has to share both the money the esophagus and the windpipe the column so and by him either one so he shared והוא בן שלח עוד חמי and in other words Rok Timen is enough. Now, so we had two Mishenes in the Gemara before, in Ravune Mishmei Ravatu, as to whether this Mishnah that says the Rubish Lachot Kameyu accords only with Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yude, or it accords even with Ravon. Anyway, we certainly pass that Rubish Lachot Kameyu. Rabbi Yude Eilei Rashi Nishchet Et Avri. So Rabbi Yude says, the Rabbi Yudah says, and that is where Rabbi Yudah's reference to off. So that when he cuts with the money of the off, so he also has to cut the jugular vein in the off. Now that has nothing to do with the beginning of Shrit. As far as that Shrit is concerned, there is no halacha cutting the jugular vein, but that has to do with the Yisadah, in other words, in the Yisadah. So, in other words, if he doesn't cut the jugular vein at the time of the shchite, so then he will not be able to. So he will not be able to empty out all the dam. So that dam will be nivra in the tavo if he doesn't empty out. If he doesn't cut open the jugular vein, so then it will be nivra in the tavo. So because of that, the beauty requires that he has to cut the jugular vein as well. Choti yachod ve'ok, ve'yachod ve'choti mitahim o shchitot etzu. In other words, only rov simen for his sheor. But mechto, nah, rov yachod ve'yachod 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 מי לא שמי אלה שייר בי, אבל כמה איש חבר אלה? איך עובד עם מותן את העין, איך עובד עם חודי עצב, איך עובד עם חודי עצב, איך עובד עם חודי עצב, שם קלחן את אדם, because so if he doesn't cut them open and empty out the dam, so then the dam will spread in the dog. So because of that, he has to cut open and empty out the jugular vein. Und morgen bevor ich darauf freue, und mich immer hieß, der Dame, sie hat nothing to do with that, der Schritte, sie hat auch überhaupt mal toll, hat auch eine Reiche, Hashem chai dee vedei lichat chilaloi. So, זה לא שלם משנית, מה שמעת אותו מדהם את זה. בוא לך תחיל לנת. סלוטי, שלאים אלי גבי, איך עוד רואים, איך עוד נסת? So, לך תחיל, he's required to cut both סימן. But the evidence is if he cut just one סימן, so it's kosher. But the משנית, what you say, washing in respect to שניים לבאים as well. In respect to שניים לבאים as well. Now, in connection with Shnai Mideimo. So why do we use the version of the Eved? He implies that Lachatchila Nah, how many simonim does he have to share Lachatchila? He cannot share more than two simonim. So why does the Mishnah imply that only the Eved? Shnai Mideimo Lachatchila Loi, I come and Mishnah later. So that's two Mishnah anymore. One version is the boy he say, Maya Chodei. So the first version is the Tinah Chodamah. The devotion of the Eved of Asheichei has reference to Echad Be'eri, because only the Eved is Ksheho, but Lechatchila is supposed to share both simonim. Before you say me, Harubi shall Echad Kameiru. In Echnamo, the devotion of the Eved has reference to Be'eri too. But you ask, why only is the Eved? Lechatchila is not required to share to cut more than two simonim. The answer is, the Chatzila is supposed to cut all the simonim completely. But the Eved, we say, Rubi Shalach Kamehah. We say Rubi, who is Rachel? If boy is saying Me'ah Yechondo, if boy is saying Me'ah Rubi Shalach Kamehah. Now, so I have two machines. Now, let's see the Rashi. Hashaykh, I'll call on Eved Mashi. He'll cut you on. Wenn sie dem Chathchilu ist ein Ochen mit mir, ja. Ah, ich hab mir auch, koi Ascheichel, Chathchila, zu Rabonen dabei, wie sie mal Chogel abeir, die Leute, die mir mit Rube bechahen. So, was ist noch Rashi? Ah, ich hab mir auch, koi Ascheichel, die Chathchila, zu Rabonen dabei, wie sie mal Chogel abeir. Die Leute, das ist, die mir mit So Rashi says that this lichatchila of cutting both simonim in an oar, that's only the Rabbanon. But with Rashi says there is no such lichatchila. Now the Yiddish the Parishayim, that with Rashi says lichatchila you have to share both simonim in an oar, not like that. Now we have to understand that's the Parishayim. How can there be such a thing as a distinction, l'chatchila, between l'chatchila and the Eved v'l'chatchila. But, so, it seems that those Rishayim who say that this l'chatchila is a d'raise, that this l'chatchila is a d'raise, so it's not on the basis of the Heter Shchite that is a d'raise. As far as the Heter Shchite is concerned, so there couldn't be a distinction between l'chatchila and the Eved v'l'chatchila. But, the Rambam Shita is that Shchita is a mitzvah aseh. ראשון הרמב״ם פרסל ומרשית הלוח האלף ירסל מתפססה שישחי מי שירצה להכיל בוטו והימו חי ובאי ואחר כך איך שנאמה וזובחתו מכל חומצנו ונאמה בבחי הבמום אך כשי אוכל את עצבי וסעיו הולמד איתו שחיו כי בהימו לי אין שחיתי ובאי פועים מהיר אשר יוצא צייס חי ובאי ושפחת גם מלמי שש כשביחת הדם הועל כשביחת דם החי ואיוך השחית לביחות אחת ולפיחו חשכת אימו חיו אי מבורך תחילו השון תיתו על השריט ואילו הביריר בגישי ובני די הבוס המות הבוס המות נח then then he said הלוך את הלוך he said זכר על זו אמור הבדירו סמטו ובואי שאיתו ולא ידע בידמוקים להבין שאיכם וחמו שיר השפיטה ובאיזה זכר זו אמור הבדירו תפור שיתן לי תמיד תתעשה וזו בא תמיד תתעשה and then he said זכר זו אמור הבדירו תור ובואי שאיתו ולא ידע בידמוקים להבין שאיכם וחמו שיר השפיטה ובאיזה דומה